All right.
Yeah, I'm going to put on my podcasting voice now and start us on this unshow. I don't even know what unshow number this is, as usual. I suppose I can go and look because I have the webpage up right in front of me. But it's been a while, actually, since we've had an audio unshow. I believe it has, and you know what? Since I'm not sure, I'll ask and see if my lovely and talented co-host knows the answer. I actually have... this has been a long time coming for this person to be my co-host on either an unshow or a deadpan, but I want to thank CJ of the Love, Long, and Prosper show, and I don't know if she wants her Mighty Mommy handle to be dropped here as well, but she's both of those things and so much more. So thank you, CJ. Do you know which unshow we're on?
I was looking, but I didn't see. And you can drop anything on me once. That's fine. I have okay. You had the silent unshow. You haven't had like an actual audio unshow in a while. I have to actually go back further even than the first page. Unshow L.
Okay.
That was it. The last unshow was unshow L.
Okay. So, but we weren't going alphabetically though. So,
yeah.
So there you go. So that would be unshow 50. So this is unshow 51.
Yep. Okay.
So there you go. It's unshow 51. Make whatever lame sci-fi jokes you want. We're on unshow 51. And as I'm talking to CJ, I'm actually collecting the comments for CJ to read off of the site during the week. Of course, that's the main function of any unshow guest. But CJ, you have lots of exciting news going on today. So what's or going on just in general? So what's new and exciting in your world and in the world of your family?
Well, the school's starting, so that's exciting. I'm excited about that, but more importantly, I'm making more money now. I think that's probably the most important thing.
Because you were officially a social media guru, right?
Well, I don't know if the guru is the right word, but I am. I have joined the social media team at GoDaddy, so which I don't mind.
Yeah,
anyone could see. Yeah, guru. What does that mean?
Well, it's a better word than douchebag, you know.
I don't sit cross-legged and say om or anything.
Okay.
Well, isn't that what Michael, what's his face did?
That was when...
The love guru.
Yes, that was when... right, that's when... what the hell, when... I keep wanting to say Ace Ventura, damn it. That's when Austin Powers...
Wayne. It's Wayne's World guy.
Right,
Austin Powers.
That's when the Cat in the Hat was the love guru.
Yeah.
Not that anybody saw the Cat in the Hat movie, but yes.
I actually did see that.
Really? Was it as bad as everyone said?
Pretty bad. Okay. Pretty awful, yeah.
And hey, I was going to totally cut you off. So bear in mind, there's your bookmark. Speaking of movies, but before we speak more of movies, go on ahead with your bad self and your social media stuff.
Well, it's a really cool job. I'm really excited to get promoted and get a job. And, you know, 5 years ago, I was like, I'm going to quit my job and stay home and be a mom. And then I went and I was like, okay, it's been 5 years. I'm going to, you know, I worked from home and I'm going to go out and I'm going to find a job. Wish me luck. And now, you know, 7 months later, I'm promoted already. I'm awesome is what that means.
That's so I'm right.
I'm feeling pretty good about myself these days.
And actually, Deadpanites will agree in multiple voicemails to your Love, Long, and Prosper podcast that you
yes.
Kick ass.
I no longer have to sell stuff, though. So.
Right.
But I am still kicking ass.
Right. That is good. I mean, that's good that you're following the plan. I know when you got hired, the plan was to do that for a while and kind of learn the ropes and excel at it and then move on to the next level, which is what you did. So congratulations. That's great news.
The drive to Scott still kind of blows, but it's all right. I mean, it's worth it. But it's
sure.
Like an hour drive to work now.
Oh, really? The commute is that long, huh?
It is right now because I'm working 8 to 5. But when my new schedule hits, I'll be working like at 5:30 in the morning, so I won't have an issue. It'll be a drive home because it's home in rush hour, but I'll be working weekends, so it won't be so bad.
Well, it'll be more time to listen to podcasts on the drive.
Yes, I've been listening to. I'm actually listening to Harry Potter audiobooks right now.
Well, that's true.
Because the movie's coming out, and I wanted to get through them all again before the movie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the part one and then part two. Well,
in 3D.
Oh, there you go. Not That'll be even better.
That's
than,
necessary.
That'll be even better than Step Up to the Streets in 3D. And Piranha in 3D.
Yeah. I got a Piranha bag if you want it.
Really?
From Comic-Con.
Oh, which is, and there you go. What a perfect timing, because I was going to suggest that you can listen to J.R. Murdock's new Billy Barbarian series. I have a Skype message from J.R. Murdock right now on my screen where he says, tell CJ to find me in Skype.
Okay.
Because you met J.R. Murdock at Comic-Con, right?
We did. We went out to lunch with him. He's very nice.
Yeah, he's
kind of cute, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've only seen his avatars, you know.
He's a cute man with a big truck.
Okay. Is truck a euphemism for something, or is you just...
I only saw his truck. I can't euphemize about anything. Is euphemize a word?
Okay. It is now.
Okay.
All right, so we won't talk about his mud flaps. We'll just... Well, that's cool. He's a good guy, and of course, he's the biggest, coolest celebrity that you met at Comic-Con, I'd assume.
Yes. Yeah, I would say so.
And now where can
I mean, Stan Lee did walk by, but he didn't really stop and say hi or take us out to lunch or anything.
Right.
Chevy Chase, again, walked by. No lunch. No truck.
Oh. Yeah, who's Chevy Chase?
Chevy Chase. Who is Chevy Chase? Did you really just ask me that?
I did.
He used to be on Saturday Night Live.
Yes, I know.
Jane Ignor.
Yeah, I know.
My son is named. Yeah, my son is named after the Chevy Chase character Fletch.
That's true. That's true.
So it was pretty awesome to have him walk by, and I know some people are fans of Eureka. Isn't Vanamon a fan of Eureka?
Is he on Eureka?
No, but. But it is a bad segue. But we ate at a restaurant called Cafe Diem, which was in the Hard Rock Cafe. That's why it was a segue, because I was talking about Chevy Chase in the Hard Rock Cafe. And then we went and we ate in the restaurant Cafe Diem, which was it was converted into Cafe Diem, which is the restaurant that's in the TV show Eureka. So it was, you know, it's the only reason I'd pay $15 for a pulled pork sandwich is because I got to eat it in Eureka. That was really, it was awesome sauce.
Yeah.
Awesome sauce.
Literally, I guess, if it's a pulled pork sandwich. Right?
Yes. It was actually adequate. It wasn't worth $15. But I did bring home my napkin, unused. Because this is Cafe Diem on it, and it is awesome. That's not where J.R. Murdock and I ate, though. And Debbie. Debbie was with us. We ate at an Old Town Mexican restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And it was delicious.
Were you able to... So Amy Bowen was not able to make it, though.
Unfortunately, she couldn't be there when we, she couldn't arrange things. We were sad.
Yeah. Well, that's still cool that you had a fun time. I mean, I know you've actually said plenty about Comic-Con. That was on your own show, right? That was on the,
On Love, Long, and Prosper, which is edited and will be going out within the next day or so.
Okay. Awesome. So, you know, people can hear all of your stories there, but feel free to, to go on and on if you want, but I know people can hear the stories there, and we've seen your Flickr pictures, but you hear all the complaints about how big Comic-Con is, now it's too big and it's too crowded. I mean, do you think it's worth it to go with or without little ones?
If you're going to take small children, only take them on the kids' day, because really there's not much for them. Like, there's too many people for little kids. It's not... I would see my kids mostly, wanting to run off and look at things. And, as an adult, just if you do take your kids, you're going to be chasing kids. That's all you're going to be doing. I highly recommend if you want to go to Comic-Con, go once. But if I go again, I would get like a hotel room in a nearby city, not too nearby, maybe like an hour away. And I wouldn't even bother buying a Comic-Con ticket. I would just go down to San Diego and just walk around the Gaslamp Quarter where the Old Town stuff is, because they give away more stuff out on the streets than they do inside the actual con. And, we had to go in like the Xbox lounge, and I got to play Dragon Age 2 and all this stuff. And you didn't even have to have a badge for that. It was so fun. I saw a limo like lifted up on its, it was like lifted, with the shock things. I don't know.
Right.
Normally you wouldn't be impressed by that, but when it's a limo, I guess it's kind of cool.
Right, the hydraulics on the car.
Yes, hydraulics. Exactly. Well, but just ultimately, I mean, they were giving away all kinds of stuff. I have some really cool pins and and shirts and bags and just lots of hoo-ha. And anybody could get that. So why pay to go into the where there's 140,000 other people?
Yeah.
The con makes a lot of money. That's all I got to say. There was a guy with it on the corner. I didn't even say this on Love, Long, and Prosper. There's a guy standing on the corner with a cardboard sign that said, "I see rich people."
Yeah, well, it's the biggest con I know of in the world. I've never been to that one. I've been to some big ones, but it's the biggest one I know of. Yeah, and so they've got to be making money hand over fist. So I guess good for them, but you know, it can get overwhelming, I'm sure.
When you're told there's 8,000 people in line in front of you, it's a little frustrating.
Right. And what was that? What were you online for that 8,000 people?
To see the Tron Legacy panel with Jeff Bridges and Bruce Boxleitner.
Okay. So did you actually get in then?
Not to that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Jeff Bridges. I missed him. Sad.
But you saw Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase. And Jim Parsons. I got to see Jim Parsons. And Will Wheaton was everywhere that I went.
That's good.
And, A lot of Will Wheaton. Yeah.
Yeah. Did he by chance recognize you?
No, you can't get close to anybody at this. It's not like in Phoenix where you can like walk up to people and say, "Hi, how you doing?" Everybody's like up on stages far, far away.
Oh, okay.
So they can't see you. So, no.
Okay. Well, still, you know, you went, you saw, you conquered. So
it had a blast.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Yeah. And now you know, and now you have an idea. And now if you do want to take the kids out there for this, now you know how to do it. So
exactly. So. And I know the trolleys really well in San Diego, trolley system. What to do if you get lost.
And
how to speak Spanish.
That's all helpful. Yeah. And San Diego is a very cool little town. And I'm sure during Comic-Con days, it's not San Diego. It's Comic-Con-Berg.
It is. They even changed all the gas lamp signs into Klingon, so.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Well, cool. And I guess for more stories on Comic-Con from CJ and from Dan, even though Dan wasn't there, you can check those out at Love, Long, and Prosper.
Mm-hmm. And Debbie, she's there too. So.
And Debbie. Yes. Oh, she was on the episode. Okay. And I'm sure I'm sure she's had plenty to say on recent Evode 11s. Not that I didn't hear them, but yeah. So, if you don't mind, then I there's some house cleaning. Deadpan has been very, you know, things have been kind of chaotic around here, you know, in good ways and in ways that have had me a little concerned. You know what I mean. So, things have been it's been tough to do a standard format Deadpan episode. So I did want to, but we've got a lot of cool, fun, wholesome stuff going on. So speaking of movies from 10 minutes ago, a lot of us have in our possession, or I'm aware that a lot of us have in our possession, the movie Dark Star. Did you actually get a hold of your copy yet of Dark Star, CJ?
It is sitting right next to me, actually.
Okay.
I've not watched it yet, but I have it.
Yeah, Netflix must be wondering, like, what the hell? This weird, obscure 1974 science fiction movie. Suddenly we're out of copies.
Yeah.
Because I didn't pirate mine. I still have my Netflix CD sitting here, and I've not watched it yet because I wanted to watch it close to the time of the actual Dark Star Palooza. And actually, I don't even know, since I know nothing about this movie except that John Carpenter, it's his first film, and it's like a 2001 parody. I don't even know what kind of witty Palooza name to give this other than Dark Star Palooza. But anyway, we should decide. You know what? How about you can help me decide right here and now when we're going to have the Dark Star Palooza? You think 2 weeks out from now? You think we should ask people to get their thoughts and ideas on Dark Star to me for 2 weeks from tonight, which would be what?
The 18th.
The 18th? August 18th? Or do you think we push it back 1 week further to August 25th?
The 25th.
25th?
Yes.
All right. I'm still probably going to watch the movie soon.
I think we're going to watch it this weekend. We'll probably watch it Saturday night because tomorrow night we're going to see Inception finally.
Oh, good.
And then, yeah. So, and I won't be home Friday night. So Saturday night will be Dark Star night. So, I mean, I don't care if you want to do it on the 18th. It's fine with me.
All right. Well, let's tentatively say the 25th, but if there's a huge public outcry for us to do it on the 18th, then we'll push it forward to the 18th. And that's when we'll do it. And I'd love to hear, I know Amy's really busy. She's usually been the source of our kind of fanfic on stuff. You know, she wrote some Repo Man fanfic when we did the movie Repo Man, and I believe she was really inspired by a lot of the other stuff. I know she's written some fanfic. So if anyone out there is inspired to do a Dark Star fanfic, it's welcome. Otherwise, just everyone's thoughts. Like I said, I just don't want this to be like the standard run-of-the-mill bunch of nerds sit around and talk about a movie. I know there had been talk about a big Skype conference call on Dark Star, but to be completely honest, I'm not sure about how feasible that's going to be. I don't know how doable that's going to be this time around. Or you know what? I should qualify that. You guys can all do that. That might actually be a neat thing to have the Palooza without me actually present for the big conversation. Then I can kind of put everything together and put my usual spin on things. You know, if you want to have, so there you go. If you want to do the big conference call, then let's try to facilitate that. But I can't guarantee that I'll be present for it.
Yeah, I think we've always done it kind of on the weekends.
Right.
And we've usually done it through our Skype over here. And Dan and I, well, actually, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, starting on the 17th of August, Dan and I will actually be off together every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off work. So it would have to be one of those days because all the other days we'll be working. But yeah, but we have not had a day off together in months. And starting on the 17th, we'll have every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off together. We're very excited.
Yeah, that's great that you'll have the same weekend. That's fantastic.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm like beyond excited to actually spend time with my husband. I haven't seen him in ages. He's always got his headphones on.
Although, I know he's there in the background and he's not playing StarCraft. He's apparently working or hanging or something back there. We heard him open a can of soda before.
Yes.
That was your soda.
No, I don't drink caffeine after I get home from work as a rule. At least I'm trying.
Okay. So there you go. There, Dan. Dan was in the background cracking open a soda. That's his contribution to the show.
Yes. I'm sure if I mentioned his name, he would yell something, you know, ornery at me. Say something ornery, honey. Say something ornery.
No.
There you go.
That was ornery enough.
Yeah.
All right. So that's exciting. And also there's 60 lines too. It's been so long since I've been able to think about, you know, skit writing and that kind of stuff. But I'm pretty sure I have a draft of 60 Lines Part 3. I might have said Part 2 before. 60 Lines Part 3, the final chapter. It's basically ready to go. I can, and I've gotten most, I think I've gotten everyone who's confirmed. I apologize. I'm a lousy host. I don't have everything up. But I think I've gotten everyone's confirmations. So I'll probably start sending out emails about 60 Lines 3, and we can kind of get that going soon, too. And so we've got those two awesome things coming up soon in Deadpan. In spite of how busy and hectic things have been and will probably be going forward, and you may see some that kind of thing might affect future Deadpanning, or at least in the near future, at least for the remainder of 2010. Deadpan might be affected by just the busy aspects of my life. But we're still going to do 60 Lines Part 3. We're still going to do Dark Star Palooza. And hopefully we'll have a funnier name for Dark Star Palooza. And we're also, I also have a couple of other ideas for future episodes for all of our collaborative efforts. And now, what do you think? Do you think I should you think I should plant the seed now, CJ, or do you think I should just wait until we get through Palooza and 60 Lines before we start talking about the next one?
I think it's really hard for me to not tell you to plant your seed. So I'm just going to go with it.
Zing! All right.
You walked right into that. What were you thinking?
I did. It's like I walked into a big cloud of pollen. All right. So, all right. Well, I have two ideas. I will keep one of the ideas on the back burner, so we're not all, so that it's only me who's got the fractured thinking, and not everyone else. Okay. So we have 60 Lines will be coming soon. But all right, I want you to start thinking down the road. I want to the next song recording project I'd like to do, I'd like to make it a big, crazy, collaborative effort. And I know that immediately you're saying, but wait, I don't know anything about how to record a song. But I'd like, now this idea might fall flat on its face, but I want you to start thinking about it and start turning it around in your head. You don't actually need to have any real musical talent to contribute. The song, I want to put the song together. I'll actually diagram the song out and take it apart piece by piece. And if you want to play along, then all you'll have to do, you can Bobby McFerrin your part. If you'll just claim either a beat, an instrument, a vocal line, whatever the case may be. And then if whatever part you end up getting, if you can't play any instrument and you know you're not sure what to do, you can just do the Bobby McFerrin style and just kind of make the noise. Either find some kind of improvised way to make the noise, or just, you know, I'll leave it up to your creativity to record your track. And then however many people we get on board, if we only get six, great. If we get a 20 to 30, like we've been with 60 lines, even better. There we will not, I know you're thinking, well, a song only has a couple of tracks. No, we will not run out of room. If we get, you know, hundreds of people interested, we can do We Are the World style on the song. And the song actually, I'm open to other suggestions, but for now, I think the song I would like us all to start working on is one actually that none of you have heard yet, but you'll know exactly what to do. I would like to do my Closer parody, Closer by Nine Inch Nails. I'd performed a parody of that, which was about the Smurfs. I performed that at Leprechaun, so I'd like to all of us to kind of get together and work on this together. I'll dole out the parts as need be. So if I know I explained that very badly, that's why it's good to have a co-host here. What needs clarification on that?
You're going to do a Smurfy version of Closer and you want us all to help.
Yes.
Is that right?
But in ways that you don't expect. Like I said, you don't have to have a drum machine to lay down the drums. You can just kind of beatbox if you want or whatever.
Because,
or,
you know, we all expected to do a Smurfy rendition. Just, I don't know.
Exactly. Well, you know.
How can we expect anything when you're, yeah, it's always unexpected. Whatever you're going to come up with is pretty unexpected.
Right. Well,
so, that's what I'm saying.
And sometimes, you know, the unexpected people kind of go like, I have no idea what that guy's talking about. And I'm just going to back off and let him fall on his face with that. But I'm hoping that won't be the case this time for this go round. I'm hoping that, that people will come up with some ideas. And if you need further clarification, then just email me. And actually, you know what, before, I think.
Well, if you're going to be giving individuals some type of instruction, I think that everybody's pretty good at running with it once they have like a direction.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think so. The 60 lines shows that. I think everyone did a wonderful job with no direction. I just gave people lines and have done a great job on 60 lines part one and part two, and I guarantee for part three that, you know, we'll see that expand even further. So I think it will be a really awesome, unique thing. I don't think I've ever heard of like a huge group of people getting together to collaborate on a song in this way and putting together all the pieces, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I certainly think and I hope it'll be a lot of fun, and I think that's what I think.
I agree.
So if you don't mind, CJ, can you give out the contact info, and then I'll start sending you some comments to read?
The contact info for your show?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to say it like Dan does it on our show?
You can say it however you like.
Okay, so if you want to send Jack an email, you can send it to him at, where can they get send it to? Jack? No, spherical 8. It's Jack. On your show, it says on your page, it says jack@jackmagan.com, but we email sphericaljackm@gmail.com, don't we?
Yes, but jack@jackmagan.com works as well.
And the voicemail is 206-350-TOMY, 206-350-8664.
Yes, perfectly done. Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
And yes, the email jack@jackmagan.com or sphericaljackm@gmail.com. Both will work.
So much easier in Outlook. I just type Jack. Send this to Jack.
Yeah, that's true. You know, if you've sent me enough emails, then that's all you need to do. Just type Jack, and then, but be careful not to hit send too eagerly, otherwise it will go off to Wander Wolf.
Yes, that can happen.
Or
Jack
Black.
I email Jack Black a lot.
Really? The comedian?
Yeah.
Tenacious D?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Does he write back?
Oh, yeah.
What does he say?
Stop emailing me.
Okay.
I can't think of the song that he sings from Yo Gabba Gabba. That was the one I was gonna try that, but that didn't work out.
Oh.
I love Jack Black on Yo Gabba Gabba when he's wearing that orange jumpsuit. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's quite a bizarre human. But but at least he is funny. So all right, so are you ready to read some comments?
Absolutely.
All right, I've got one loaded into Skype right now, and there's an F-bomb. Is it okay? You can censor it if you're concerned about small ears nearby.
No, they're sleeping. Okay. But you're going to purposely choose all the dirty words for me. I had that feeling, at least.
No, actually, I swear these were all randomly selected, and this one was just randomly selected. If you want, I can go back and choose a non-F-bomb.
I can do it. I can be grown up, and I can say a bad word. It's all good.
Just making sure that the young ears are definitely asleep, you said, so.
They're...
Yeah, it's certainly sleep time for young ears. All right.
Okay. Reaper says, America, fuck yeah. Reaper needs sleep. He's pointing to himself. Night, FDB, hope the bed bugs or worse, bite.
There you go. All right.
The FTB is, it shows up in Skype like that. But right. On the screen, I'm sure it was the bot.
Yes. Which bot? I'm just kidding.
Ditto says, sweet! !! And the new arrow bubbles. Awesome. Have you tried those?
You sounded just like Ditto. That was perfect.
I'm trying to give it some character here.
Right. Now, the next one, actually, speaking of J.R. Murdoch...
J.R. Murdoch says, I figured that based on your reactions, smiley face. Now, Sharktopus, that's a movie I must see. And the links to a YouTube video. You want me to read the whole link?
No, that's
I know
fine.
You like to do it.
Yeah, I just do that. I think that joke probably got worn out in 2007, though, so it's okay.
How's that?
I think that was perfect, yeah. Batu Hagor Apes. That sounds like somebody's calling their strangely named cat. Anyway, it's like Cthulhu is calling his cat, I guess. Batu Hagor Apes.
There was a really cool Cthulhu doll I almost bought for myself at Comic-Con. Vanamon says, all sizes welcome! !!
Thank you. Thank you for acting out the cough. That was even better. All right. Only two left. I'm sorry to tell you.
Sad. The Energizer Bunny says, I don't have to shake my fist. That's what my hubby is for. Blush.
That was perfect. And I think you sounded just like her, actually. And
I don't think I could ever sound just like her. She's way too awesome for me to mimic.
She is. She is way too awesome for mimicry. But that's okay. Now, speaking of awesome, the first of the week, actually this week, it's not from our usual first getter. Our usual first getter is Vanamon, but he kind of has a night shift competitor for the first spot. And that
it used to be me.
That's true.
But I have to sleep now, so.
Right. That's true. Then for a little while, it seemed like we had you and LaJohn and Vanamon and this guy all kind of hanging around at the release point.
All right, so first of the week, Nomad Scry says, ahoy, matey! !!
Perfectly done. I didn't really hear a lot of pirate R in your ahoy, matey, but that's all right.
Nomad Scry! I can do it like that. What, did I just mute myself?
No, I hear you. I heard, unless you said something after Nomad Scry.
I was trying to sound like a pirate. Ahoy, matey! I can't, I'm not a pirate.
Yeah, that was kind of like Jim from Taxi. That was... but he would have been an awesome pirate. I mean, he was a Klingon. He was an awesome Klingon, so
yes.
he would have made an awesome pirate as well. And, you know, I, whenever you guys get to that movie, and I hope you haven't done that movie, right? You haven't done... The movies are all going to be... What is the deal with the movies on Love, Long, and Prosper?
We've done a few. We do them in the order that they came out during this seasons for the most part. We have done we've done all of the original series movies, but none of the Next Gen movies yet.
So you're still... Oops, I didn't hang up on you, did I?
No.
Okay, I just hit
a mouse. Wait, did you say click? Wait.
Nope, we're still going. We're still good.
So, okay.
Professional podcasting here.
If I could still hear you, then how could you have hung up on me? That's so silly.
Well, if you didn't answer me, then I would have known that you'd hung up on me.
Yeah, right.
Or that I had hung up on you.
But you checked after I responded to you.
Right, that was like a runaway mouse click. Well, actually, I wanted to make sure that we were still recording, too. That was the next thing.
I know. I was just giving you a hard time.
I know.
And then trying to quote Student Bodies, which is a really bad movie that nobody's ever seen but me and my brother, so...
Yeah, that went right over my head. What was the quote?
Oh, he's talking on the phone to the breather guy, and she's like, "Well, you sound like you're talking through a rubber chicken." And he's like, "I am talking through a rubber chicken." And then she's like, "Did you hang up?" And he goes, "No, I just said click." So you got it. You have to see it. I don't know. I thought I posted it once.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. You posted a YouTube clip from. So you're saying this should be a Palooza movie, or it shouldn't?
Well, not until UHF, 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 UHF. It's a Palooza movie first.
Yeah, I wasn't sure who wrote that in the Palooza voting.
It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you, huh?
Yeah, it was me. I'll take the blame for that. Yes, I'll take blame. I'll take credit. I don't know if it's blame. We should watch UHF. I just really, any excuse to watch UHF, I'm all for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're watching, allegedly, actually, I still have to watch Dark Star. We're allegedly watching a goofball comedy this time around. So maybe we need something else and then UHF. How about that?
You guys go mad with your horror stuff, and I won't watch that. But yeah, well, I'm in on all the comedy and stuff.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be a horror movie. It doesn't have to be like some...
You guys
really...
choose Toxic Avenger, I'm out. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't have to go to the trauma catalog. I mean, it doesn't have to be like Blood Diner or something. I mean, we can watch, you know... actually, I have no idea. I know Buckaroo Banzai and Hitchhiker's Guide both came in very close seconds to Dark Star. So maybe one of those two can go... next, even though they're both kind of lighthearted and silly.
Mm-hmm.
But those are all both very deep. And I'm sorry, CJ, you know, UHF is, as much as I do love the movie UHF, it's, let's face it, it's not very deep.
Yeah, you know, it just depends on your perspective.
That's true. Maybe I'm missing. That's true.
There are a lot of surprises in that movie.
Yes, and badgers, whether we need them or not.
Correct.
See, right there, this has been UHF Palooza.
Anyway,
yeah, this show has been as long as a regular episode now. I could just slap some music on the end and it'll be a full length episode.
Yep. As if we didn't know that would happen.
Right. Unless you hung up on me already. If you did, then this won't be that long.
Right. I may have hung up 5 minutes ago. You'll never know.
All right. Well, I want to thank everyone out there for enduring this, and I want to thank CJ for enduring this too. And
yeah, thank you for finally having me on. I mean, thank you for having me on.
For finally, huh? Well, thank you for being on the show. And, of course, this is not the last you'll hear of CJ around deadpan parts. This is not the last you'll hear of CJ around deadpan. And you know, it's been fun, CJ, and thank you. And hopefully we'll get you and your lovely husband on... again, one of these days. And I do hope to hear both of you guys in 16 Lines Part 3.
We'll be there. Absolutely.
For Dark Star Palooza. And hopefully for the Smurfs Closer parody thing, hopefully we can get both of you guys. Dan's beatbox skills might really, truly be needed.
Yes. Dan is a mad beatboxer. So. The things he can do with his mouth, incredible.
And I think that's part of Private Quarters on Love, Long, and Prosper. So, all right. Well, thank you very much again, CJ. I'm gonna wrap this up now with a keyboard click. But thank you again, and I will see you on the comments page, and we'll definitely have you on again one of these nights. And congratulations again on all of the good news you guys have around your house and everything.
Yeah, I think same goes for you.
All right. Thank you. All right. I'm gonna snap. There. Oh, there, that's a better snap. Okay.
You're snapping.
Yeah, I'm done snapping.